It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord? It's a wonderful day to study the Word of God, and we're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1. We're going to begin reading with verse 24 again. We're going to read down through the 6th verse of chapter 2. There's going to be a lot of reading this morning, but we want to bring it all back together again, a little bit of review, and then on to some new scripture that we haven't studied yet. And so please that you open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verse 24. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Got many good studies up on the website. Got our Constitution, Plan of Salvation, so please visit that site if you would. I think you'll enjoy it. And then if you'd like to send us an email, that's parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Once again, Romans chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves their recompense of their error, which was meet. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, immerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of righteousness, of righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. And the 7th verse just begins, to them who by patience continuous in well-doing. And then in verse 8, but unto them that are contentious, and it continues from that, and we will probably not get to that 6th verse. And so let's just end there, and we're going to begin with prayer today. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together, study your precious word. I hope, Father, that all that are listening know you as their Lord and Savior. I hope that they have come by faith to you and are saved, truly saved. It's not just a head knowledge, but it's a heart knowledge. Salvation, Father, has come into their heart because they have called upon you. It's not a religion. It's a personal relationship we have with your Son, the Lord Jesus. And by having that relationship, then we too have a wonderful relationship with you, dear Father. So please, that all are listening today, that they're saved. They're born again. They've come to the cross of Calvary for salvation, Father. And then as we look through these scripture verses, as the world begins and continues to be more and more at ease and more forgiving when it comes to the things that are so contrary to your word, dear Father, it just seems like that the more that we hear these things, then our conscience is seared and we just don't feel them anymore, and so then it becomes okay. And Father, we know it doesn't. And we know if we want your goodness, and if we want your mercy, and if we want your love, we have to follow your ways. And so please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us today. Lead us through your precious word, and just let all that are listening listen so carefully, come to know you as our Savior first, and then grow in your precious word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have studied down through to the second chapter, but I want to just take a few minutes to go through these first few verses. And as we come and jump all the way to this, to verse 32, and then we're going to back up. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And, you know, that seems to kind of be our world today, and it seems to be very prevalent in this land today, that those things that are contrary to the Word of God are accepted by man. What sad words, because in the 24th verse here it says that God also gave them up. Gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. You know, this country is rapidly losing God consciousness. No concern for sin. It's a losing, loss of sin consciousness, you could say. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. Verse 25. Who worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. That makes you an idol worshiper. So if you've turned your back on Jehovah God and choose to find more joy and pleasure in the things that He has created than you do in Him, in God the Father and God the Son, and serving Him and praising Him, then that makes you an idol worshiper. Now, it's all by your choice and decision. You see, God wants us to come to Him and serve Him willingly. We are not, if you choose not to, you choose not to. But if you want the blessings of God, and I can't stress that enough, if you want to have the blessings of God, and to have the blessings of God is many, many things. It's a wisdom that the world cannot give. It's an understanding that the world cannot give. It's a peace that the world cannot give and a joy that the world cannot give. Those things cannot be had no matter how much money, how much power that you have, unless you know Jesus Christ and surrender to Him. As we look at these, they change the natural use into that which is against nature. The Scripture tells us here that we have read, for this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. They changed the natural use into that which is against nature. God is not speaking of the natural and normal appetites of the body. God is describing that state of unnatural appetite in which all normal instincts are left behind. And when two women or two men have a desire to be together instead of a man and a woman, that is totally against God's nature. It's against God's creation. It's against God's will. whatever morality there is in the world is not due to human nature, but to the restraining power of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so the more that government, the more that people begin and talk about there is no God, there is many gods, they do not know the true God, Jehovah God, and the only way you can know the true God, Jehovah God, is through the cross of Calvary, through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to come by faith to Him and be saved. They have forgotten God, and they've made their own gods. They said, no, we worship God. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, have a personal relationship. Again, it's not a religion. It's a relationship, and that's the difference. And that relationship is had in your heart, not in your head. And so many people, I'm afraid, are missing that. God gave them up. And there's another scripture here besides here in Romans, and that's back in Mark. Matthew, Mark, and we're going to look at the 7th chapter. Mark chapter 7, verse 21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulterous, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. You see, we need Jesus Christ. We need a new heart. Otherwise, these things that are down deep in our old sinful flesh come out, receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. Now, as we look at this verse of Scripture, that's down to verse 27 now as we continue to review. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of a woman, burning in their lusts one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. Now, in other words, the world seems to think that it's okay. Some of the world, this country, is beginning to accept it. Churches accept it. And yet the Word of God is so clear that it is going to cause nothing but heartache to move in that direction. So the act of homosexuality, the unnatural passions, they produce many things, none of them good. They produce a premature old age, disease, even to the point of early death. He say, "Oh, that's not so." I'm going to ask you just to look and just pay attention, because I think you'll notice that that's true. Because you see, God hates the sin. He loves the sinner. There's not a one individual in this whole world, no matter what they've done, what they've said, that He doesn't want them to be saved. But they must be saved. And once they're saved, then they're going to change, because we want to be like Jesus. And Jesus says this is wrong. We need to look at Sodom and Gomorrah, the sin of sodomy. God has not changed His mind on this sin, nor any other sin. Now that it is becoming legal, you know, they begin to even flaunt it instead of hanging their heads in shame. With the absence of God and the approval of the law that said that sodomy, you know, is, the law says sodomy is okay, there will be no more stopping of many things. And I don't know that you've thought about this, but you see, if we allow two men to marry, two women to marry, then what's the problem with one man marrying two wives? What's the matter with two women marrying one man? And if you want to really take it for what's going to come, what's keeping a man or a woman marrying an animal? And you say, no, that's never going to come. Well, there's nothing to stop it when we remove God's presence from the equation. Change the truth into a lie. I don't think folks really think about, they're just trying to get along. Oh, they were born that way. No, they weren't. And God needs to change your heart. And He wants to. He wants to save them first. They don't have to change and then get saved. No, they need to get saved and then they will change. That's the joy of our God, the love of Him. I'm not here to condemn. The Word is very clear about the stand that God makes on this. I just want you to have the peace and the joy. And it's something that you will not possess if you choose what they call the alternate lifestyle. The problem is, and we get that in the 28 through down through 32 here, the problem is that they do not choose to acknowledge God. It is not that they cannot. It's not that it is that they will not. And by ignoring God and rejecting God, they cannot think of good things. The only thing they're going to think of is evil, and it's going to continue in a downward spiral. They can't think right. They're only going to think evil. There are three problems, and it really boils down just to one, that brings eternal damnation. And in explaining this, if you know God and refuse to glorify Him as God, in other words, accepting the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're set for eternal damnation. To know the truth of God, to know the Bible is the Word of God, and yet refuse to believe it, is to say God's a liar. He invites you to repent. He wants you to turn to Him. And we say repent, that doesn't mean that you have to go out on the street corner and declare all of your evil sins that you've committed. Not at all. It means to stop and to turn. You need to stop what you're doing, but you just need to turn to Him. He'll give you the power. He'll give you the strength. He wants to give you the joy and the peace. If you refuse to allow God to occupy your thinking, you know, all this comes to one thing, and that's unbelief. You do not believe it. Oh, you say, I believe the Word of God. I believe it from cover to cover, but you have never come by faith to Jesus. Or you're saying that you're a believer in Jesus Christ, and you're still very active in these things that we're talking about here. It all comes to unbelief. Please trust in Jesus. Please come to Him today and trust in Him. Romans chapter 2. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. You know, today we're very good at that, you know, pointing our finger at someone for what they're doing, and that's not my purpose today. My purpose today is bring joy into your heart. The Lord Jesus, He will be the judge, and we'll let Him judge. It's not our place to judge, but we do have the Word of God, and we set our bounds, our guidelines by the Word of God. And that's the perfect rule. The King James Bible that I have before me, the old King James, is a beautiful work of God that He has given to us that we may know His will and way. And so we go according to that. But here in the first verse of chapter 2, what was happening was the Jews were the judging group here, and they were judging the Gentiles and what they were doing. And they were condemning it. They were saying that is the most awful, awful thing. Well, our God knows everything, and so here in the book of Romans, Paul very clearly comes right back, and he says, now listen, you can't condemn them because you're doing the same thing. Inexcusable, the scripture says, without excuse. So we've learned in the first chapter what the Gentiles are doing, and now we find in the second chapter that the Jews are doing the same thing. And that's what God's talking about here. So you see, it applied back in this time, back in the day, you know, shortly after the Lord Jesus walked upon the earth, some almost 2,000 years ago, in relation, you know, it's the same as it is today. And we have the example, of course, of Sodom and Gomorrah, and we can't even find them. And you see, they were involved in the same sin that is becoming very, very strong and prevalent today. Whosoever thou art that judgest. The Jews were the people who judged and condemned the Gentiles. You know, they even got to the point that they were so high and mighty that they called themselves dogs. Again, we need to be very careful that we're not doing it. But if we don't tell the truth and we change God's word to a lie just to be PC, politically correct, then the word of God is nothing. And we can't do that. God's word is everything. And we need to listen to it and pay attention to it. We need to teach it and then let your heart, you decide. Do you want to come and enjoy the peace and the joy and walk with the Lord Jesus and enjoy this wonderful day? Or do you want to go down the road that is leading to destruction? Because that's the only place that is available for you if you ignore the Word of God and you ignore the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. The scripture tells us, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. Yep. You know, they're all under sin. And if you'll look with me from verse 17 to 23 of the second chapter that we're in right here, and I'm just going to read them. We'll get to them soon. But just look at these scripture verses. Romans chapter 2, verse 17, behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. Art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, and light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and the truth of the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God. See, the Jews, they thought they were everything. They were their father was Abraham. And they was, you know, David was their great king. They had everything. God came down to the Jews, to Israel. They had everything. But what they were to be doing was to take the precious word that God gave them out to the Gentiles, tell them the truth. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're not here as the Jews then. They were condemning the Gentiles. And we're here to tell the truth. And that's what the Jews stopped doing. They were doing their judging instead of doing what they were to do, and that is to tell the truth. And that's what we're supposed to do. But we are sure, verse 2 here of the second chapter of Romans, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Once again, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. The word of God, the truth. Verse 3, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape judgment of God? How do you think that you can speak against this, and yet do it yourself, and not be held accountable. Verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? You see, God is so good, and his patience, his long-suffering, his goodness, all those are there for you to come. They're for me to enjoy and you to enjoy. If you'll come by faith to the Lord Jesus, he shows us our sin, and the purpose of that is so that we'll repent, turn to our God, and trust him and walk with him each and every day. That's what the call is. And so, despisest thou the riches. These are God's great riches: goodness, forbearance, long suffering, and once again. Goodness, and then the purpose is to bring us to a place that we can come to the Lord Jesus, praise him, and honor him. But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. According to the truth, we have up in verse 2, and then we have in verse 6, to every man according to his deeds. You know, sinners die and go to hell. Now, I'm a saved sinner. You can be a saved sinner. We have the old flesh, and so the sin doesn't leave us. But because I have come by faith to Jesus, and he has taken all the sins of all the world away, and all we need to do is believe in him as our Savior, that your sins will be taken away. If you refuse that, sinners die and go to hell, but that's not the end of it. There are different degrees of torment. So you see, if you hear the word of God, you're listening today, and I hope that you just don't shut this program off now and never listen again. I hope you repent and turn to Jesus, because the torment is according to the light that you've rejected, the opportunities that you've turned down, the goodness of God that you've ignored. As that fourth verse says, the riches of his goodness. Why do you ignore that? Why do you turn away from his goodness? And his goodness is shown, his love is shown through his Son, the Lord Jesus. It's simple. You don't have to pay $1,000. You don't have to join a certain church. All you need to do is turn to him and be saved. We need to trust in Jesus. The one that's never heard the name of Jesus, maybe lives in some land where the gospel has never gotten to him. No missionary has ever spoken the words that they could understand. They will not suffer the same as what you will suffer, because you have had more light. And the Jews, they had the light. The Jews had so much light. God handed it to him. He's shown it to him. He brought the law to him out of Mount Sinai. But at the exact same time, he also brought something called the tabernacle. And that tabernacle stands for the Lord Jesus Christ and his grace. And the offerings that were made at the tabernacle, at the brazen altar, they could only cover their sins. But Jesus, when he died on the cross, took our sins away, completely took them away. Again, this definition of time, of light, there is a difference. And we're out of time, but we're going to start right here. And we're going to begin reading with Luke. We'll go back to Romans first, but then go on to Luke. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?